Thank you for listening to The Kim Komando Show. This is for the weekend of April 23rd, 2022.
I mean, what an idiot. The guy does it on purpose. He crashes this plane with him flying just to get views on YouTube. I mean, really? And subs? The guy's name is Trevor Jacob. And on a recent vid, he flies this plane. He gets to about, I don't know, a couple of thousand feet. He gets out of the plane and then he hangs on while the plane crashes in a national park. He has about 2 million views on it. The FAA says, hey, you know, you can't do this. We're going to take away your pilot's license. It's a violation of aviation regulations. All this to just get more clicks on a stupid YouTube channel. And let me tell you, I took a look at the video and I was waiting for him to say as he was crashing, watch closely. I'm only going to do this once in my life. Yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source, of course. It's called The Kim Komando Show, and I just happen to be America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And, of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming whenever you want, as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, commercial-free, by the way, over at the special address, that's getkim.com. And once again, that's getkim.com. And you can also hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. I love this, truly, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries. And yes, 200 ships at sea get the Kim Komando Show. Hello to everyone there on the American Forces Network Radio. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. And I'm sure you have at least, a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that's 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech, that it's happening right now. And in case you missed it, I don't know how you would have, is that Netflix hit a milestone it never had before. And it's not the good kind. For the first time, the once king of the streamers, the Netflix of Netflixes, yes, they had a major drop in subscribers. In an earnings call, they said about 200,000 people canceled their accounts. And then, as a result, Netflix stock, it dropped at one point about 37%. That's a big deal. Now, you know, I've been saying for a long time, we just have too many streaming options. There's just too many different shows. It's like fragmenting the marketplace. And then, of course, we have gas prices, inflation. People are going to need to make some tough choices. And so now we have Netflix in full crisis mode. So they're saying, like, all right, you're no longer going to allow anybody else to share your password. And they can totally do this by tracking your IP address if you're the paying subscriber. And get this, out of 10 years of owning the streaming marketplace, guess what they're going to be doing now? Yes, they're going to have a cheaper option, somewhere around, they say, maybe $5 or $6 a month. And when you're watching shows, you're going to start seeing commercials. Wait, what was that? Didn't we cut the cable and go streaming so we wouldn't have commercials? Well, now you're going to get commercials at Netflix with this cheaper option. Oh, here's a little fun fact for you that you can use this weekend. What was the very first television commercial? The very first one. I actually looked this up myself. It happened on July 1st, 1941. It was during a game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. And the ad was for Bulova Watches. It's a company still around today. The ad was only 10 seconds, and it told people what time it was. How cool is that? History repeating itself, and now we're getting into cable cutting. This is going to be like the second phase. All right, number two, now tweet this. Okay, so everybody's talking about Netflix, and everybody's talking about Elon Musk and Twitter, and what if you put them together? Well, then you get Elon Musk tweeting that the woke mind virus is what's making Netflix unwatchable. So you might be saying, like, what does he mean by woke? Well, you might remember Bubba Wallace. He claimed in June 2020 at the height of the Black Lives Matter protests that, you know, he found a noose hanging from his garage and the FBI got involved. And then they found out that, well, it was actually a garage door pull and it had been there for like years. But Netflix made a film about it anyway. And then there was also the Netflix film called Cuties, about an 11-year-old girl. She discovers that she's getting older. She's maturing. She finds herself. And then, of course, the Parents Television Council says, you know, what is going on? Netflix is like sexualizing children. And so now we have go back to Elon Musk because he's still trying to buy Twitter. That's right. He put together, $46 billion. Got together with some of his friends and got some of his investments together. I don't know about you, but if I sold everything, I don't even think I'd be anywhere near like anywhere near like $1 billion. So he's put together all this money, and then they're doing the poison pill, and then we find out the shareholders, they get paid $3 million a year. They don't own any Twitter stock, so they don't have any skin in the game. So it's hard to say what's going to happen, but I'm going to make a prediction. I think Elon Musk is really going to pull this off. All right, number three, this is something that I thought we would never even see. A doctor that makes orbital house calls? What was that? Yes. So, of course, the pandemic, everybody found out Zoom and Google Meet and Teams and things like that. And then, of course, we all started embracing telemedicine. Well, now telemedicine has gone to an astronomical level. That's right. Get this. NASA has started teleporting doctors to the International Space Station using hologram technology. It's all part of their 3D telemedicine system, but it's the first time that it actually has been used between Earth and space. Little fun fact, another one for you today. Now, it's the first visit involved a flight surgeon using the Microsoft HoloLens Kinect camera, a computer with special software, of course, custom software. And then they were able to have this two-way video conversation, but with a real kind of person standing there, a hologram, with the astronauts on board. So they say the main purpose is that we want to be able to see if we can do this, and we want to make sure that the astronauts in space feel closer to their families and all that good stuff. And it's also going to have a big role as we go to Mars. And so NASA is projecting really great results. Thank you. Number four, Mission Spam Impossible. What is that? You may have noticed that there's an increasing number of the spam text messages you've been getting lately. I know I have. I don't know where they're all coming from. Well, of course, Robocaller, it's been an app for a really long time, and they have put out a new stat that the average American received roughly 42 spam text messages just during the month of March alone. And so they come in all different flavors and sizes. I mean, maybe it's like a girl saying, oh, God, you're the love of my life. Where have you been? And I've been waiting for you. Or maybe it's a guy. Or as they're saying, we're trying to deliver a package. Click this link to confirm. Your fill-in-the-blank account has been suspended. Click here to reactivate. Or how about this one? You just won a brand new iPad. Lucky you. Yes, click here to claim. So here's the deal, is that last month we also had Verizon customers getting text messages from their own number. Other carriers are getting hit with that as well. And so just because they're being sent as group messages, here's the problem. They can't be blocked at the carrier level. So if you see something like that, mute the thread. Tell your family members and friends, okay, you did not win a free iPad. Sorry about that. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. And just don't click any links. Now, you can also report this offending message by forwarding the message to 7726. 7726. That, of course, spells spam. Now, over at commando.com, you know, the carriers have all these various packages and links and programs to help you out. Like, for example, AT&T has Call Protect, T-Mobile has Spam Shield. So if you're not using these on your phone, you head over to the website and you should, you know, just, you know, start doing some research and installing them yourself. All right, number five. Oh, my gosh. You're not going to believe this story. This is one of these things that you're going to listen to and you're going to tell your family members and friends. I heard this on the Kim Komando show, and it's bizarre. Okay. It's a really crappy situation. Let me just put it that way. And it happened to a California woman who was visiting in Washington, the Olympic National Forest. So there she is, hiking, having a great old time with her dog. And then she, you know, figured out she had to use the facilities, so she stopped at a vault toilet. Now, if you don't know what a vault toilet is, it's a flushless toilet. You just go, and all the waste is stored in an underground container. So she's there doing her business, and wouldn't you know it, she dropped her phone. That's right. That was the first mistake. And then she decided, wow, I need to get my phone out of this vault toilet. So how can I do this? So she's very innovative, and she takes her dog's leash, and she takes the leash, and she kind of figures out she's going to have like a harness. And she's going to lower herself into the vault toilet to get the phone. Well, you can tell by the way I'm talking about it, it didn't quite handle her weight, and she fell headfirst into the toilet. She tried to climb out for about 20 minutes before going back to plan A, which was, hey, I came down here for my phone. So somehow, in the middle of all that, she finds her phone and she calls 911. The firefighters arrive, put together this makeshift cribbing platform so she could climb into. She was pulled to safety. They got her out of water, out of that toilet, rather, and then they hosed her all down. And they gave her this special disinfectant suit to wear. How gross is that? They talked about it on their Facebook feed, by the way. The woman was not identified, and when she got cleaned up, she said, "You know what, I'm totally done hiking in Washington. I'm going back home to California." And the firefighters reported that she just looked up. She was embarrassed, and she was a little flushed. Okay, I don't know about you, but I would have left the phone and been like, okay, this is just the cost of doing business. Time to move on. All right, coming up in this hour, oh my gosh, you're not going to want to miss this, really. In our DIY security, we have a list of secret hidden cameras that you're not going to believe. I mean, I'm talking about things like, I don't want to give it all away, but like a Roku player that could be recording you, and it just looks like an ordinary Roku player. Or, you know, of course, the outlets. Anyway, you don't want to miss that. That's coming up. And then in just a few moments, the secret to posting the very best Instagram photos. And, of course, you have more of me here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you love the show, you're going to love our newsletters. Head over to komando.com/subscribe and pick the newsletters that you want and tell us your preferences so we only deliver the content that you need to see. And I consider our breaking security alerts and our tips of the day essential reading, as is The Current. So head over to komando.com/subscribe to sign up right now. All right. How about we start this hour with Mark in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi there, Mark.
Hello, Kim. I cannot believe I am talking with you after years of just eavesdropping on your conversation.
Well, thank you. So now you've finally come to the front of the line. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
So what's going on?
Bottom line, I need an app that will prevent phone calls from coming into a cell phone, prevent phone calls from going out of a cell phone unless they are all in the contact list, and then a passcode in front to block anybody from adding.
Sounds like there's a backstory to this. What's going on?
In 93-year-old relative,
okay.
And he has made some new friends. And we call them the scammers.
Oh.
He's in them to them for thousands of dollars.
Oh.
I mean, many thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow.
And worse than that is even this week, he drove 3 hours to meet them. And so it's a safety issue. No. So and he's done this before. So it's a safety issue. And we've done it. You know, just so your listeners know, we're smart people. You know, we've put alerts on things. We've blocked accounts. We've had the sheriff, the FBI, the bank president all talk to him. But he said he's going to be the one that catches them. He knows he's being scammed, and he's going to catch them.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, there are bigger organizations than him, but that's okay. So let's what kind of phone does he have?
He has a Samsung Android. It's a J3 Aura.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do is we're going to put a parental control package on his phone, okay? And that will give you the ability to monitor the inbound and outbound calls. You can block calls. You can only allow calls from certain people. So his new friends, because he's going to be a vigilante, they won't be able to even contact him because he's not going to be on the list. So the calls are just going to be blocked, okay? And then you can, you know, it's a third-party package, and it's relatively inexpensive. It's like $50 a year, but it sounds like it's definitely well worth it.
That would pay for itself.
Yes, so
yeah.
I was going to say tens of thousands. What does he say, like, when the FBI or the sheriffs talk to him? What does he say?
He says he knows.
Okay.
He knows he's being scammed, but he's doing this to reel them in. And so he is just sucking them in and playing them so that he can catch them.
You know what? I have to tell you, Mark, I get people who tell me, like, they do this with telemarketers. Like, oh, I have this telemarketer. I'm going to say, oh, yeah, you know, I really want to buy what you want to buy. Can you hang on the line? And but what they don't realize is that the scammers are recording their voice, and then they can use that voice for deep fake audio recordings that they can use to scam somebody else. It's like, okay, please, you know. facepalm here. Anyway, it's called Qstudio, and it's spelled with a Q, Qstodio, Qstudio. And try it, and then let me know. I'd really love to know back if it works, and if there are ways that he found around it. I don't think he will, but I'll put a link to it in the Q&A forum as well. Mark, thank you so much for your call. Hey, coming up, we have some tips about Instagram and also those security cameras. You're not going to believe these security cameras coming up here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, before we go back to your phone calls and our amazing security tip this week that's about all these security cameras that are hidden. Oh, you're not going to believe it. One is even a hair tie. Okay, but I'll tell you more about that. Is I'm going to be talking a little bit right now about the ways that you're ruining your phone's battery. I mean, did you know that every single time that your phone's lithium-ion battery cycles, it only has a certain number? And if you charge the phone's battery the wrong way, you actually are doing a lot of damage. You're shortening the battery's lifespan. So you want to do it the right way. Okay, for starters, don't let your phone's battery drain all the way down to zero. This actually diminishes the capacity of the battery. Then, of course, you don't want to charge it to 100% either. Or the worst thing is keeping your phone constantly charging, stay plugged in overnight. Because without getting into all the science, just wears down the chemistry in the battery. It actually causes the battery to gradually lose its capacity with each and every charging cycle. Plus, it's probably not necessary to charge your battery for that long anyway. So what should you do? Here's the magical number. Keep your phone's battery for between, say, like 40 and 80%. And that range is really ideal. So it's between 40 and 80%. All right, back to the phones we go with Jared in Woodland Hills, California. Hello there, Jared.
Hello, Kim. Nice to speak with you.
Well, thanks.
Used to follow you in the 90s and lost you. And then I've been like, is Kim still on? And one of my buddies was listing stations where I could pick you up, but the times weren't right. So hopefully I can fix that one of these days.
Well, of course. And don't forget, you can always catch us as a podcast over at getkim.com.
Yeah, and I'm on the daily. Now I'm on the daily.
Good.
You've been putting out the 40-minute one?
Yeah, we just started that. That's Kim Komando Today. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, that one?
Yes, yes. And then
I'm on, they were telling me about your digital minute, so I subscribed to that. And so.
Well, good.
I'm sort of picking you up again.
Yes, I'm happy to have you back, Jared. And how can I help you?
Well, one of my buddies some time ago asked me a question about something called the Who's Who directory. And I've actually been seeing several emails from various domains as I tweeted you within the last week or so.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was sort of curious on the take of what is this? And my research isn't really conclusive.
Well, here's my opinion, Jared. 30 years ago or so, maybe even longer than that, I think it used to be legit that you'd have like this who's who's directory, who's who's for like sales and marketing and physicians and, for just about any profession out there, teachers, attorneys, you name it. And then, of course, now it has graduated to like, I'm sure you've seen like the list for like best super lawyers, best doctors, and there's actually a company that does that. But back to the who's who, and it was a legit, but as time came on, I always have this saying, Jared, that if you don't innovate, you evaporate, right? I mean, you cannot always do business the same way. So who's who, I don't know if it was like maybe whoever was running it, they died or somebody who took it over, but it kind of went by the wayside. And now it doesn't really mean anything because they have all these different competitors. And so, for example, I was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. I probably got no less, I'm not kidding you, about 15 to 20 different offers that said, hey, Kim, you've been inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Would you like to tell us your story? And then we'll give you a plaque and we'll charge you $900 for that so you can display it. I'm like, I already got the award,
My research indicates that, and on top of that, I was giving you some of these domains.
Oh, no, don't give the domains out on the air. Don't do that because nobody can follow.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm not going to. Nope, that wasn't what I was going to do. Trust me, I've been in this field since 2006 in the security field.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good.
I actually was involved in a blindness-related ordeal where a version of a program that doesn't exist anymore actually made the blind computer user's computer not boot. And so,
oh my gosh, that's horrible.
That's what got me started in it, and I've been reading ever since. I don't have a degree or anything in this field. It's just reading and understanding and forming my own opinions based on what I'm reading.
Well, you know what, Jared, that's always
how I got into this.
Well, that's always a good way, and to look at multiple sources because things aren't always what they seem depending upon where you go on the internet, right? I mean. But back to your question about who's who is that I think if in today's times is that I think it's more important for you to have a really important LinkedIn profile. Okay. Cause that's where people,
I have one,
which is awesome, and that's free. You want to set up maybe an online portfolio. You want to do an online resume. You want to boost your recommendations over at LinkedIn and give some recommendations, but falling for these rackets that say, we're going to put you in some directory and we're going to make sure that everybody knows that you're fabulous and you're above the fray and all that other good stuff. Is that, it's not worth the money that it's not printed on, so to speak. So, hey, Jared, really appreciate you joining us, coming back. And I remember now tweeting with you this past week, and thanks for your call. And if you ever have any other questions, if I can help you out, I'm always here for you. And again, thank you. It's time now for our DIY security tip, and this week is brought to you by Total AV. And by now you can't trust everything in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. I mean, that. Checkpoint Research recently discovered 6 antivirus apps spreading malware that takes over your phone and totally steals your banking details. So instead of skimming reviews and hoping for the best, check out my trusted pick for complete device protection. That's Total AV. It's received the renowned VB100 Award for detecting more than 99%. That's right, 99% of malware samples for the last 3 years in a row. And not only do you get great protection from the latest threats, but TotalAV's AI-driven WebShield browser extension blocks dangerous websites automatically. Plus, you can cover up to 5 devices under a single plan. So whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices, just install the easy-to-use app and you're totally protected. Speaking of, head to protectwithkim.com today, and you're going to get an exclusive introductory rate of only $19 for the first year. That's over 85% off the regular annual price. Just head to protectwithkim.com today. Protectwithkim.com today. All right. We put together this list of shocking hidden spy cams that could be secretly recording everything that you do. And when I tell you that it's shocking, it really is. And just as a disclaimer, we're not telling you that you go out and buy these and start using them. I want you to be aware that they really exist. Like, for example, let's say you see a woman like me just wearing a hair tie, put her hair up in a ponytail. Did you know, that scrunchie could be covertly recording up to 250 hours of audio? I can lay dormant up to 25 days, and it has a date and timestamp, so you know when each audio file was recorded. What about a hidden camera that streams everything in a water bottle, right? 1080p HD quality, can record on a PC or an SD card, just streams right it. A tiny camera that goes on your shirt, it's a pinhole camera that records up to 22 hours of 1080p HD video. A wall outlet that doubles as a hidden camera. So you just look at it, you're like, maybe I should plug something in, which by the way, it works. And then when you plug it in, it's a hidden camera. Okay, so what about if you're looking in a room and the person has a humidifier? You're like, maybe he or she's having trouble breathing, whatever it may be. Well, that hidden humidifier, or that humidifier rather, could be having a hidden camera. There's also a water bottle that looks like a hidden camera, that has a hidden camera in there. There's a light that has a hidden camera in it. What about a TV remote? Yes, TV remote. We have 4 or 5 on the table. One could be a hidden camera. Then there's also a car charger. Plugs right into the old cigarette lighters. That's also a hidden camera. And then what about food? So you're sitting there and somebody has a can of spaghetti out. And you're like, hey, what are we having for dinner? Are we going to have the raviolis or the spaghetti? And you're like, hey, let me take a closer look. And you do. And it has a hidden camera. So we have pictures of all these cameras, and we have links where you can learn more about it, just in case you're curious. And to find it, head over to commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And when you're there, just hit the link at the top that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come this hour, we have some great tips about Instagram. And then later on, signs that your email has been hacked. I mean, you might be wondering, is anybody in your email? Well, I have that answer still to come here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so you're on Instagram. Now, there's a secret to posting the best Instagram photos. I'm going to tell you about that before we go back to your phone calls. And Instagram is huge. And by the way, the typical user spends about an hour a day on Instagram. Now, most social media apps, they reduce the file sizes of your photos and videos to make uploading faster. Now, the problem is that compressing photos and videos, there's a lot of downsides to that. Like, you know, for example, the colors aren't as vibrant. The details may not be so readily visible. Now, a simple Instagram hack cuts down on the compression so that this way your photos pop. So from your Instagram profile, select account and then data usage. Over there, you're going to see this toggle switch. And so what you want to do is turn on high quality uploads. And here's a tip. If the option is blue, it's totally turned on. So now the photos are going to look great, but there's always a gotcha in life. Yeah, you want to keep an eye on your cell phone's data usage plan so you don't go over. And speaking of Instagram, hey, why don't you go ahead and follow me on Instagram? Head over to Instagram.com/KimKomando. Once again, that's Instagram.com/KimKomando. And speaking of social media, you can also find me on, let's take some guesses, right? Twitter.com/KimKomando, Facebook.com/KimKomando, and even LinkedIn.com/KimKomando. And let's see, back to the phones we go with Ron in Salinas, California. Beautiful Salinas. Hello there, Ron.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you out today, sir?
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Whatever's bothering you, I'm your friend. I'm right here to help you. Take a deep breath.
Okay. My wife and I had different cell phones. I always liked the flip phone. She had the smartphone. She passed away 4 years ago. So now I carry a smartphone. And what I want to do is, it's an iPhone 7. It needs to be updated. But when somebody calls the phone, like the family or friends, if I don't answer the phone, it has her voice about leave a message. And I want that.
You want to save
I
that?
I want to save that.
Forever.
And put it on the new phone.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know what, Ron? You're very brave. I'm glad you called. And I'm going to help you out, okay? So that this way we never lose that very, very important hold that you have in your memory and your wife's voice. Because, you know, at the end of the day, what do we have? We talk about all this technology, but what do we have, Ron? Right? All we have are our memories and our families. And that's what matters most. And that's one of the greatest uses of technology, is that it allows us to have these memories, right? It allows us to keep these and to refer back to them and to always keep that person in your heart and close to you, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you a way that you can do it, but I'm going to tell you how you can do it, but then I'm going to tell you something else, okay? So first, let's talk about how you can do it. Is that when you go on your iPhone, in the upper left-hand corner, there's a link that says greeting. So if you hit greeting, that's where you can select voicemail, and then you can say play it. Okay, and then you can use another phone on your PC to record it, or you can record it, and it's really easy to do that. But here's another way you can do it, okay, is that, and I'm going to do this for you, because I don't want you to take a risk of losing it, okay? When do you need to trade in this phone?
I haven't decided yet, because I didn't know whether one of the things that's important to me is having a quality camera, because I used to not only carry my phone, a flip phone, but a separate camera. And now do I buy the 13 that's out, or do I wait for a 14?
Well,
but in the meantime,
time my daughter gave me her 10.
Okay, all right. You know, the whole thing is like the 14 will be out in the fall. That's what always happens, okay? And it's going to have bigger, and it always has better cameras. That's always the bottom line there. So if you need a, my advice is always if you need a camera now, you buy a camera or you buy a phone. If you don't need a new phone, then you wait until the fall, which is about 6 months, you know, five months away. Okay, so now about this special voicemail green, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your phone number, and then we are going to call your phone with the voicemail on it from your wife, okay?
Okay.
Then we are going to record it in our super duper studios, and then we're going to send you the MP3 file.
Cool.
Okay, so that this way there's no risk of anything happening bad, and there's no risk of anybody messing it up. But if you want to record it, we have the steps, you know, over on the website. I don't know if those steps are exactly there, but you can go to greeting and play, and then you can record on another device. But let's make sure, Amber, that we get Ron's phone number, and then we're going to record that for you, Ron, and we'll send it off to you. So this way you always have that very important memory of your wife. All right, coming right back, we're going to talk about whether or not your email has been hacked. You're on the Kim Komando Show. All right, there are some clear-cut signs that a hacker or snoop may be looking at your email and that you've been hacked. And the obvious is that you have email in your sent and trust folder that you're like, whoa, dude, I don't even recognize that. Now, when your email gets hijacked by a hacker or malware, it's often used for phishing campaigns, so you might want to look there. Number two, you keep getting these email password reset notifications, and you're like, I didn't ask for any of these. The hackers are trying to change your password. Another clue is you have email that shows up, and it designates that you read it, but you didn't do it. What happens is that hackers and snoops will just start rummaging through your email carelessly, and then they start leaving these notes marked unread. And number four, you want to look in the trash folder. If you see an important email trashed that you didn't throw away, your account may have been hacked. And then finally, this is really important. Most email services let you see your login activity. So what you want to do is tap into that section and look for any type of suspicious activities. Hey, you want to stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show you never, ever want to miss. They're on the Westar Multimedia Network. This was really funny to me. A gorilla is addicted to a smartphone? Yes. Amar is a resident at Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo, and he's grown so fond of staring at a phone screen that he didn't notice when another gorilla was running after him. And it wasn't his own phone, of course. What happens is that people that are going to the zoo are showing this gorilla countless pictures and videos through the glass on their smartphones, and it's making him kind of crazy. So what do they have to do? Well, the zoo is saying that we have to limit his screen time. This 16-year-old gorilla would rather look at screens instead of being a gorilla and doing gorilla things. And so definitely we need to stop people from holding their smartphones up. We're going to stop him from doing things, even looking at a smartphone. And after all, definitely no online shopping for this gorilla because he's a primate. Get it? Amazon Primate. All right, that was really bad. I promise you they're going to get better as the hour goes on. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another hour of America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. You can find us, the Kim Komando Show, on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, commercial-free, whenever you want, over at komando.com. And if you are listening to us on a radio station, it's time to give thanks. That's right. Head over to your official radio show's Twitter or Facebook feed and maybe even on their website. And you want to send them a quick little note to say, hey, thank you for carrying the Kim Komando Show. You know, we're not part of one of these big networks, these big companies. We are what we call self-syndicated. So it's important that you let your local radio station know that you're supporting them and you're listening to the Kim Komando Show and tell them that. People like to hear thank you every once in a while. And speaking of, I'm saying thank you right now to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And of course, you have a few questions about something digital, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. All right, five things that you need to know right now about consumer tech to keep you up to date. And this one is something that I did myself the other day, and it was so much fun. I'm like, I need to tell my listeners and my friends all about this. Okay, we're talking about Google Earth, where you can explore any part of the world, often in 3D. They have a whole bunch of new tools, but this tool I hadn't used, this is what I'm going to tell you about. They have taken over 24 million satellite images covering four decades, and they put together this time-lapse feature in Google Earth. So think about your neighborhood. Was it even there that many years ago? I mean, what about all the cities and streets around it? And I mean, I took a look and I was really amazed about what my community looked like in 1984 versus what it looks like today. So here's what you do. You go to g.co/timelapse. Once again, that's g.co/timelapse. And then you type in the address in the search bar to find it. And it really is something you can zoom in, zoom out. You can pause at a certain year and more. I will tell you that some of the images are pretty old. And so you might forget what pixelation was back in the 90s, but you're going to see it. But it's really kind of fun to do that, to use Google Earth that way. And then after watching the world go all around once, I sat back and I called it a day. Number two, buy now, pay later. Well, it's called BNPL, buy now, pay later. It's when you go to checkout and you see options like Afterpay, Affirm, Klarna, PayPal, and they say, hey, you know, you can buy this now or you can get it on 4 or 10 easy payments of just $19.99. And you're like, I think that $19.99 sounds like a good idea. Well, here's the deal. They tout interest-free payments, and where they make all their money is in these late fees. And you miss one payment, the fees start adding up quickly. Your interest rates average, ready, 20%. But here's the deal, and here's why I'm bringing it up. Equifax started recording these as loans, then TransUnion, Experian. So it's another reason to think twice before deciding put off what you should buy today and pay for today. Now, it's easy to start racking up debt this way. So especially don't use buy now, pay later with any luxury or non-essential item. Number three, if you use Zelle, this is something that you definitely want to try too. Years after becoming a household name or having a Zoom call, they're adding some new features, and they have gesture recognition, reactions to the iPhone and the iPad. What this means is that if you raise your hand or if you give a thumbs up during a meeting, it's automatically going to display the corresponding meeting reaction on the screen. So it's good for virtual classrooms and meetings and good things like that. Well, now Zoom for both Windows and Mac is that you can also just raise your hand and give a thumbs up, and then that appears on the screen. If you want to try it out, you need to be running the latest version of Zoom, which is 5.10.3. I know you're not going to remember that, but just hit Zoom and update and get the latest version. And then what you want to do is enable gesture recognition in your meetings, and it's actually kind of something fun to do. Number four, Logitech has a brand new mouse, and I took a look at it, and I thought, would I really want to use that mouse? I wouldn't, but maybe you would, especially if you have trouble with your hands or with any type of carpal tunnel syndrome. It's called the Lift Vertical, and it's supposed to be more ergonomic than a typical mouse for improved wrist posture, and less strain. And now there's one for $70 and smaller geared with for people with smaller or medium-sized hands. So the Logitech Lift Vertical, if you can imagine this, it turns the hand to a 57-degree angle, and they say that that's a more natural position than just laying your hand down on the mouse. Of course, it's wireless like anything else. It has 6 buttons, and you just have a single AA battery, which they say you have to replace every couple of years. Not a big deal. But you can get this vertical mouse either for your right or your left hand. Comes with, 3 different colors. Yay. But it is something that if you are having trouble with the mouse, I just wanted to pass along. I know you have those wrist pads and those gel pads and everything like that. But you might want to take a look at this new Logitech mouse. It's got some pretty decent reviews. It's called the Lift Vertical. Number 5 on our list of consumer tech and things you need to know that's going on. This is a really scary story. A gaming headset actually saved a gamer's life? What was going on with that? It's a really frightening story that comes out of Los Angeles. This 18-year-old guy just playing video games, he's lucky to be alive, and get this, his gaming headset is what saved his life. A few weeks ago, Jonathan Gonzalez was in his room playing on his PlayStation with friends online, like any other guy, and then he felt something hit him in the head. He felt startled, and he looked up to see a bullet hole out of his window, and then the curtains were ripped off the wall. So he took off his Razer gaming headset, and he saw the damage on the top of the headband. And he's like, wow, what was that? The bullet struck there. It ricocheted off, eventually landing on his bed. And they say he's alive because of that headset. But things could have been very different if the bullet's trajectory had been, say, not even an inch off. So the police came, of course. They didn't find the shooter. They actually didn't think that the gun was fired nearby. It may have been what the cops think was just a stray bullet. Good news, after hearing this story, Razer sent Jonathan a brand new headset. Wow. And Jonathan, if you're listening to us on KABC in Los Angeles, we'd love to hear from you, number one, and hear your story directly. Number two, time to move, Jonathan. It's time to move. All right, coming in this hour, of course, we always have brand new or not true. And this week is especially difficult. I took a lot of time on it. So if you haven't had your coffee or your Red Bull, whatever you do to keep you awake, your matcha tea, make sure you go get some now. And then we've got seven ways also in this hour that tech can solve life's little annoyances, from missing emails to forgetting something at the store. We have an important tip that you need to do once a week on your PC or Mac. I'm telling you, this hour is just jam-packed. And then, of course, we have the range of AirTags that has been finally revealed. I did the research for you. And, of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're not getting all the tech know-how that you can get from us at Komando.com, make sure that you also subscribe to the Kim Komando Show newsletters, because this way we deliver content that you need to know every single day. And I really consider our tips, the email, the current, and also our breaking security and data breach alerts just essential reading, and you need to get them. And so we deliver it right to your inbox free of charge, and we're not going to spam you. We don't sell your list out to anybody. And so just head over to Komando.com/subscribe. That's Komando.com/subscribe. And when you're there, if you already get some of our newsletters, you can add to the newsletters, you can remove them. You can also set up some preferences, which is super duper important. So this way, we only deliver you the newsletters that you want to see. Head over to Komando.com/subscribe and do it now while you're thinking about it. And how about we start this hour with Ron in Naples, Florida. Hi there, Ron.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. How can I help you? What's going on?
Well, I have a question. It's been bugging me for a long time, and I finally decided to call the expert.
Yay.
What I'm trying to figure out is, so often when I go to restaurants or other places like that, I can't get onto the internet, even if they say Wi-Fi available or they give you their password. And I'm trying to figure out if that's something that they really don't want you to do because you're tying up a table or something, or if there is a portable device that you can have in your pocket that you can connect directly to the internet. Or I just can't figure out why you shouldn't have that accessibility.
So does it happen at every restaurant?
Just about, even the ones where they say load up our icon and then you can have access. Okay. And you still don't get it.
Okay. What kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone 12 Pro Max.
All right, so you got a pretty recent phone. We're just going to talk a little bit about it, and then what I suspect is that there's something going wrong with the phone. You shouldn't have to buy something extra to get on all of these Wi-Fi networks, especially if it's happening across the board. Now, there's something that you can do so you don't have to take your phone in, and it's called a field test. And so It's what you do is you open up your iPhone app, and then you're going to type in a whole series of numbers. And so, like, it's like a test mode to make sure that the antenna's working, okay? Because if the antenna's not working or if there's something wrong with the Wi-Fi, we want to just test the phone. And so you're going to type in these numbers, and it's like *3001, pound, blah, 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 blah. And then depending upon your iOS, is that it's going to show you in decibels how far you are from the cell phone tower, and then it's also going to go through some Wi-Fi, give you some Wi-Fi settings as well. And I'll tell you how to understand all that. It could be that there's what I suspect, there's just something wrong with the phone. What I hesitated is that my husband was having trouble with his phone, and then I looked at his case, and his case was actually causing some issues to have some of the buttons pressed, because it wasn't the right-sized case, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And so You know, so there's all these different variables. You know, worst case is that you make an appointment and you take it down to the Apple Store and to the Genius Bar and you have them test it. If the phone is still covered by warranty, the Genius Bar visit may not cost you anything. The warranty covers faulty parts and bad workmanship. And if it's damaged because of something that you did, you might have to pay repairs. And typically that's if you actually dropped the phone. And then iPhones that are not in warranty are obviously never fixed for free. But it's definitely something that's wrong with the phone. This isn't going to be across the board. Like, Ron, we see your picture, and we are never going to let you get on our Wi-Fi. Never, ever. Not going to happen. So I think you need to take it down to the Genius Bar. That's what I think, and see if there's something that's going on with the phone. And, you know, just make an appointment. You can make those appointments online, by the way. If you head over to apple.com, just enter in your Apple ID. That's always seems to be the easiest way to do it. But if they say some appointments are not available, like I noticed recently where I am right now, that I couldn't get an appointment until after, or like 4:15. They said there were no appointments after 4:15, but they closed at 7. I just went down there and I got straight into the Genius Bar. So just something to keep in mind. Ron, thank you so much for your call. This portion of the show has been brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs makes it quick and easy to filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and ultimately who you'd like to hire. You create a free job post in minutes to reach your network and beyond. Post your job for free today at linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. You know, speaking of how to put your phone into this hidden test mode, we're going to post a tip about how you can do that over at commando.com. That'd be commando.com/community, and it'll be in the Q&A forum. There's a link always on the left-hand side. All right, let's talk a little bit more about Apple, the AirTags. You know, these are really great little gadgets. The batteries last a year, easy replaceable. They can fit just about anywhere. You can buy one for $30 or get four for $100. I figured out that I'm using 7 of them right now to keep track of keys, wallets, even my beautiful golden retriever. Now, when you go looking, what is the range of an AirTag? I've had that question. Apple doesn't want to go on record for the actual distance. But in my experience, I'd say it's between 30 to 40 feet. And the AirTag uses nearby iPhones and Wi-Fi networks. And what it does, it triangulates the AirTag's exact location. And then using your iPhone's Find My app, you select the AirTag, and then you can find location and make it beep. It's actually pretty amazing. Now, if you're on Android, well, and you think that you might be tracked by an Android, by an AirTag rather, that you have to go to the Google Play Store rather and download the Apple AirTag app, and then you have to scan for AirTags. And we've got tips on how to do that over at the website at commando.com. But stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming right up. That's right. It's time now for America's National Radio Game Show Sensation, where you can play along and guess, is that brand new or is it just not true? Because tech products, they sound so crazy, outlandish, and just ridiculous. You think, how can that be true? And that's when I dreamt up this game, Brand New or Not True. And so I make up all the products, the fake ones. So two are fake, one is real. So it's up to you to decide which is the real product. We always have a special guest contestant. And if you'd like to be our guest contestant here on the show, head over to commando.com and fill out the form on the top right-hand side that says Email Kim. Joining us this week on Brand New or Not True is Ted in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello there, Ted.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. So what do you do in Las Vegas?
I retire and try to keep track of 15 grandkids.
Oh, 15 grandkids? Wow.
Yep. How do you, they so, love me.
Well, do you remember each and everyone's birthday?
My wife does.
She's
really good at that.
Yes. All right. We definitely want to do that. Well, we're so glad that you're here. And if you notice that there's no product names that are given in Brand New or Not True, because, well, some people cheat. We don't like that, Ted. And then if you do win Brand New or Not True, you are going to get, are you ready for it? A Kim Commando Show official fanny pack. Yes. Right. I'm pretty excited about
Ooh.
That. All right, so we have three products, and two are fake, one is real. Once again, it's for you to decide which is the real product, and we'll start with product number one. You ready to play, Ted?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever wondered if your house is haunted? Maybe there's a ghost out there. I swear my last house was haunted. True story. TVs would turn on in the middle of the night. I would smell like cigarette smoke, Ted, and no one in the house smokes. I kind of know who it was. It was, well, I'm not going to say, but it was a Disney family member who owned the house before us. And I had a scooter of the house. I actually did. Some people think that sudden drops in temperature could mean an otherworldly entity is in the room. And you got to watch your pets because dogs, they know if an earthquake is coming, so it makes sense they could feel ghosts. But now, thanks to technology, you can use your smartphone to know for sure thanks to the new EMF antenna that plugs into your phone's power outlet. EM stands for electromagnetic radiation. It's a waveform energy like microwaves, visible light, and X-rays. And ghosts can feel it. And because it works with the iPhone's gyroscope and accelerometer, you know which direction the ghost is located, unless the ghost is in an elevator, because that lifts their spirits. $99.99 for the antenna. Product number two. You ready, Ted? It's the Smart Shaver. It's the closest shave you can get at home. It's the world's first AI-driven smart shaver. You take a photo of your face, and the whiskers and the app will determine how the shaver should approach your face and how deep the razor needs to go. A USB-powered towel comes with the shaver to bring you that at-home soothing moment of your shave when the piping hot towel is wrapped around your face. It's waterproof, so you can use it in the swimming pool if you want. And now, it doesn't work on women, in case you're listening, you're like, I need that. Because sometimes when we shave our legs and we really think, raising my hand, we probably should have donated that leg hair to Locks of Love. $129 includes the shaver and the USB-powered hot towel. And finally, number three. Ted, have you ever had so many notifications on your devices it drives you crazy?
Yeah,
I know. It is. It's like you have the bings and the bongs, the swooshes and the whooshes and the ding-dongs, and it causes us undue stress, but thankfully, a better way. You have to expand your horizon, so I want you to forget about the sounds and the buzzes. We need to be more gentle. We need to calm the heck down. We need to let life manifest itself. We need to be more zen. So let's say if you need to answer the door. Your doorbell rings. Well, the plant near you will move to get your attention. Time to take your meds? The pill bottle gets a little tap. Time for you to leave for a meeting? The clock turns a new color. The kids need dinner. A soft chime bellows from the kitchen. You need to reply to an email. You feel a breeze on your neck. You get the drift. It's all designed to get your attention without ripping your focus to shreds. But it won't work in a hospital's delivery room ever. Because there, you need push notifications. Okay. No price yet, but it's supposed to be out in a couple of years. So we have the product number one, Ted, is the ghost detector. Product number two is the smart shaver. And product number three is for us to go to get notifications in a more calm manner. So, Ted, which is the real product?
Well, having a beard and thinking in the future, maybe I should get a shave with this product. I'm going to go with the smart shaver number two.
Okay. Ted is going with the smart shaver number two. Let's go to the judges. Oh, Ted.
Whistle Signals is a family of unassuming but charming objects that share notifications and information by engaging with our senses in more nuanced ways.
That's right. Zen.
Using sound, movement, and visual cues. We can
Zen notifications, Ted. So when you're sitting there on your phone and somebody's at the door, your plant will go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And you're like, oh, I guess someone's at the door. And you have to say it like that too, by the way. Not someone's at the door.
Well, that was my second choice.
All right. Well, since it's your second choice, you win an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. How about that? Yay.
Oh, thank you.
We'll send you out a fanny pack. So what's going on with you and how can I help you out? You're a great contestant, by the way.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. It was September of last year, and I have a Coinbase account and have some Bitcoin in there that I've accumulated over a few years. And I had this blue banner that actually came over my login, and it said, you have been approached with a hacking activity, something like that. And they had two phone numbers for me to call. And I went, oh, no. I called one, and they said, you had two hacks. One was from Virginia, and the other one was from Washington State. Oh, no, it was Oregon. And they're going to
blocks those IP numbers from ever coming to me again as a service there. They could do that. And I said, okay. You know, you just don't know what to think when you're hearing this stuff. But anyway, they continued and everything. And then they said, you know, part of our procedure is to authenticate you so we know you're the right person we're talking to. And that's customary to a degree because I've had Coinbase do that in the past. And they had the template up there, which is the blue template, which is characteristic, again, of their protocol.
Okay.
And so I filled that out, and they wanted a picture of me and did the picture online and all that stuff. And then they said, we're going to suspend your account and protect your Bitcoin. That's basically all the coin you have is Bitcoin, they said. They told me and everything, and we'll be back to you in a couple weeks. This is kind of simplified. There are some things in between, but it gives you a feel what transpired.
So did you lose all your Bitcoin?
Yeah.
How much money are we talking about?
We're talking about $107,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. And what does Bitcoin say now? I mean, Coinbase now.
Well, it's funny. They weren't very helpful on the whole thing because I found out you cannot talk to them. So to have those phone numbers should have been my first flag that this is not legit. But, I mean, you're sitting there and you're looking and you see, well, who else would put that on there? I mean, I can't even dream of somebody putting a banner on my account that I can't even log in. And it looks so legit. You know, and you know, and it wasn't, and it was amazing because I got a real eye opener in this whole ordeal. I put a claim in with the FBI, in the IC3 unit they have for crypto. Excuse me, and just a month later, I got a notice from Insider Magazine that a guy was hacked of Coinbase for $11.6 million.
Wow.
In under 10 minutes after falling for a fake notification scam. And U.S. attorneys are involved. It's a big mess on that one. But, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, that doesn't make me feel good as far as the magnitude of the scam or anything like that. I felt bad, really felt bad for that guy. But, you know, I'm in retirement, and this is going to help supplement my retirement. I really believe in blockchain and Bitcoin and all that. And so now nothing wrong with those. Those aren't the issue here. It's just the other thing. I really felt that Coinbase wasn't very helpful to me. And after some time into this, a week or so, I got an email from him that said, have you been compromised? I had that question.
You're like, yeah, and I did. Went, I lost. Did you lose $107,000? Not that it matters, or $170,000?
$107,000.
That's still a lot of money. Well, and so, you know, you did the right thing by the FBI, the crime complaint. Make sure that you change all your account numbers and passwords to anything, you know,
I did everything. I don't really, it's funny, I don't think I ever, you don't really have an account number with Coinbase.
No, but I'm just talking about any other accounts that you have on that computer.
Just because
anything that was connected to it, your email, your banking, your phone, your PIN number, your password, or anything like that. Wow, that's really awful. Obviously, that we need to also talk about the security that you have on your system, Ted. Let me write this up as a tip to say, you know, how this is how you need to secure your crypto accounts. This is the best way for you to do that, and I'll put that as a tip. I'm really sorry to hear that, Ted. And if there's anything else I think I can do with the FBI, I'll definitely let you know. Hey, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and a really good tip on what you need to do once a week or on your Mac or your PC here on The Kim Komando Show. All right, if you're not already getting The Kim Komando Show podcast, hello, what are you waiting for? We have released a new podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today. That's right, a new podcast every single day of the week, Monday through Friday. And you can find that wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's on Google, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. Gosh, the list just goes on and on. Just search for Commando with a K. And while you're there, make sure you also get the podcast for the Daily Tech Update and Digital Life Hack 60 seconds every single day. Yes, Kim Commando all day long. Okay, maybe not all day long, but wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Commando with a K. All right, on the break, Jeremy, one of our IT geniuses over at Commando.com, we were talking about Ted and his Coinbase problem. And Jeremy, you brought up a really interesting recommendation. Share, pray tell.
Yes. So it sounded like Ted did not actually end up at the Coinbase website. And so when you hit a phishing domain, it's not going to match the actual domain. And a password manager would help prevent you from putting your credentials into that site because they store your credentials based on the actual domain. So if you're on google.com, it's going to allow you to fill them in, but those credentials won't work for Google with three O's because the domain doesn't match. And that's a good way to stay safe.
And what else could he have done differently? I mean, obviously he clicked somewhere he shouldn't have clicked and he started giving in credentials where he shouldn't have been giving credentials. And
that's, yeah. You don't want to give credentials out. Usually you want to contact the company. Like if you ever get like a call saying, hey, we need your password for this or that, you don't want to give it up. You want to actually contact the company through their methods because, you know, a number could be spoofed if they're calling you or a domain can be spoofed.
Well, you know what? It just seems like, I don't know, I'm noticing a lot more crypto scams like this. Are you?
Yeah, and that's where the money's at. So that's where the criminals are going to be. And it's pretty easy to trick people a lot of times because there's just so much information in front of us.
Yeah, it is really nuts. So, well, coming up in the next hour, Allie's going to be telling us about whether or not we can make money. And don't say yes or no yet, Jeremy. whether or not we can be making money mining Bitcoins, because we have all these people that say, hey, you know, I made all this money mining Bitcoins and you can too if you just give me $300. Or then we have people just call the show and email and on social saying, how do I make money doing Bitcoin. So that's coming up in the next hour. And still to come this hour, we come right back. What you should be doing once a week on your PC or Mac for sure here on the Kim Commando Show. Okay, your PC or your laptop, there's always three power modes to choose from. You know this: sleep, hibernate, and shutdown. Now, here's an insider secret on why you should choose one specific option at least once a week. So this way we'll optimize performance. Now, you probably already know that's a bad idea to just kill the power to your PC or laptop. That's why you have different options, starting with sleep mode. With sleep mode, it saves a snapshot of what you were doing so you can get back to work quickly. And hibernate just turns off more programs and it saves power. And a shutdown, it's completely that. Your computer's completely off. And here's what you might not know. You totally want to shut down your PC, your Mac, or your laptop. And you want to do it at least once a week because this kills the programs, any apps that are running in the background, ad blockers, and these are taking valuable memory and they start slowing things down after time. Plus, a restart gets rid of any bugs or glitches in the operating system. So what you want to do is set a reminder to reset at least once a week. And by the way, we've been getting a lot of zero-day attacks. And what that means is that if you are not automatically getting any updates to your device's operating system, whether it's your phone, your router, your tablet, whatever it may be, your PC, your desktop, make sure that you do turn on automatic updates and stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, if you haven't checked this out yet, it's a lot of fun. Google lets you find a piece of fine art that most resembles your pet. It's using the free Google Arts and Culture app. It's the ability to search through thousands of paintings, and you get a lookalike for your pet, so pet portraits. And it could take a picture of your dog, your cat, your fish, your bird, snake, whatever. And then you find pieces of fine art that look like a similar looking animal. And I will tell you, it's kind of cute. I tried it on Abby, our golden retriever. The results were kind of off. But you have to remember that, you know, Google is a big tech company. And the novelty of finding your pet in a piece of art, it's nice. But always remember, Google is just doing these type of things for the Monet. Yes, the Monet. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another hour of America's largest show about all things digital. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast or as a webcast. Commercial-free, by the way, all 3 hours over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women. Love this. In the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, who are protecting our great nation and listening to the Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, where things are headed. And speaking of cars, I don't know if you've noticed, but so many more EVs, electric vehicles, are on their way. And big news out this past week, the 2023 BMW i7. It looks like the existing cars, the 7 Series, but it's all electric. And it has fast charging. The i7 go from 10 to 80% in 34 minutes, which is fast. The range is 300 miles. It has this 15-inch multimedia touchscreen, 12-inch digital gauge cluster behind the steering wheel, 31-inch display that folds out from the ceiling so you can watch movies, 8K resolution. It's going to start at $120,000. And I will tell you, it's ugly. It is not a pretty car at all. For some reason, this BMW has a grid on the front, or I mean, the whole thing on the front, right? And I'm like, what the heck? Why do we even need that, the grill? I mean, this isn't a real car. It's an EV car. I think it's just an ugly car. Speaking of, and I really want to buy an electric car, Mercedes-Benz announces new EQS SUV, first electric SUV brought to the U.S. A 7-seater gets 375 miles on a charge. It's going to cost $110,000 or as high as $130,000. That is like way too much money for an EV. Then, of course, Lexus, they're partnering with Amazon for their own luxury electric car. And coming soon, it's the Alexis. Get it? Lux? All right, forget it. Number two, mirror, mirror on the retail wall. Yes, it's coming soon. A company called MySize has released the First Look Smart Mirror, and here's how it works. It has sensors in your smartphone needed to map your body contour, so it creates MySize ID. Then you go shopping at a retailer where these smart mirrors are installed, so like Levi's, Lacoste, or Nautica. The mirror has this interactive touch display to give you recommended sizes for different brands. So you just scan the barcode on the car, on the clothes, and that's where you get started. There's a 3D try-it-on interactive avatar experience. This way you don't have to get dressed and undressed because that's totally annoying. There's contactless checkout so that you're good to go. It can also be used to buy certain brands online. And so, you know, eventually this is coming where, you know, now you go online and I don't know if you do what I do, but so I might order a size 4 and a size 6 because sometimes I fit a 6, sometimes I wear a size 4. And so what I do is I buy both. Depending if it's a brand that I've never purchased before, and then I just return whatever size that doesn't fit. But a smart mirror that can tell you what size clothes that you should buy, wow, that's something. I'm really going to have to reflect on that. Number three, Alexa is coming in augmented reality. That's right. Amazon's working on this mysterious new smart home gadget. They're calling it XR. So you have AR, augmented reality, VR, virtual reality, XR, anybody? Extended reality, that's what it means. And so it's kind of like a mixed reality. And so how do we know this? Well, Amazon is out with all these job postings. And one is for a designer who will work on, quote, you know, this might be kind of fun, a magical and useful new-to-world XR consumer product. Really something. They're looking for computer vision scientists, program managers, research designers, software engineers, hardware engineers, and it's pretty vague. I mean, maybe it's going to be maybe some glasses like the Echo frames with maybe same AR. And, of course, they're not the only ones that's cooking up AR. We've got Apple, Facebook, and Google also getting into the glasses marketplace. And number four, well, every time we turn around, people are talking about a new iPhone rumor. I mean, the other day, I didn't even share it with you. I don't even want to talk about it, but there was a report like, the iPhone 16, here's what it's going to have. Okay, we're on the 13. We have the 14 coming this year, the 15, and we don't really know what the 16 is going to say. But here's what we do think, because coming up in June, we have the WWDC, now not to be confused with the WWE, Worldwide Developers Conference, and that's in June, every June from Apple. And then we have their products that come out in the fall. And so now we have that maybe, and I bet you this is true, that the next iPhone is not going to have a power port. What is that? No lightning connector, no USB-C, nothing. They're going to have just use MagSafe. That's right. You know, it's not so easy. I don't know if you've noticed, but every time you want to maybe get that MagSafe on, it doesn't always get to where that you want it to be so that it's charged. But maybe we're going to have it in the iPhone 14, maybe the 15, maybe the 16. And finally, number five, life on Mars is going to be very, very difficult. Elon Musk says he wants you to know that it's not going to be fun and games if you want to be one of the most, be one of the first settlers on Mars. There's no glamour, he says, no luxury. It's going to be dangerous, cramped, difficult, and it's going to be a lot of hard work. He made these comments at a recent TED conference. We're talking about the SpaceX Starship, the spacecraft he eventually plans to take humans and cargo to Mars. Here's a little fun fact for you. When did Elon Musk start SpaceX? When did he start that? I was really surprised when I learned this myself. Back in 2002, I didn't think it was that far away. Anyway, Musk stressed that the early launch attempts carry a certain amount of risk, of course, you though. If you make it to Mars, you might not be able to come back. And then you're also going to have to shave up about $100,000 to take the trip in the first place. Human setting on Mars is just a few years away, he says. It's going to build a colony. Musk says it's going to take 1,000 ships, each carrying 100 passengers, to create a self-sustaining colony. Wow. Did you ever think, like, we would actually be talking about that? I mean, like, putting a colony together in Mars, I mean, this is the stuff of science fiction. I mean, right now he's worried about buying Twitter and only one hostile takeover at a time. Coming up in just a few minutes, I have a great tip if you have an iPhone and you like to use it on your motorcycle, and then later on, the telltale signs that your computer hard drive is failing. And Allie, our amazing content queen, is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk about whether or not you, that's right, you, I'm talking to you, could be making money with Bitcoin. And we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And if you're not getting all the Kim Komando Show newsletters, you are totally missing out. Head over to komando.com/subscribe. And by the way, that's where you can pick and choose all the newsletters that you like and you give us your preferences. But essential newsletters you need to have definitely are breaking news and data breach alerts, security alerts, as well as our tips of the day. Just both really wonderful newsletters. Then we got newsletters if you're on Windows, if you're on Mac, if you're on smart home, travel, whatever it may be. So check your preferences, and then you got it. Again, that address is komando.com/subscribe. And back to the phones we go with Jim in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello there, Jim.
Hi, Kim. It's great to talk to you and get some expert advice.
Well, thank you, sir. What's going on?
Well, we're DirecTV subscribers, and we like to use our DVR and program it to record all our favorite shows, and then we can watch them at our own schedule.
Sure. That's nice, isn't it?
That was all working. Yeah. That was all working fine until earlier this month when OAN, when DirecTV decided to drop OAN from their channel selection. So I was able to subscribe to OAN Live, which is OAN's streaming service, but I know I lost the ability to record anything. So that's my question. How can I do that?
Yeah, that's always a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's especially, you know, that's one of the things, like when you start cutting the cord, right? The first thing you notice is like, wow, I can't record anything anymore. I can't, you know, watch my programs whenever I want. Well, there are some, this is not for you, but I'm just saying, like, if they're over the air, if you're using antenna at some point, and anybody's listening, it's one of our most common topics at komando.com, as a matter of fact, are DVRs that you can buy that will record over-the-air programming and sports and things like that. And they're relatively inexpensive. And Amazon makes something called the Firecast, and there's a couple of other brands that, anyway, we've got some links over at komando.com. Now, when you're looking at OANN Live and it's streaming, is that you have several streaming services that carry it. You have Pluto, the Roku channel, and My TV to Go. And I'm thinking that if, do you already have, oh, you probably don't have Roku, right? Because I'm thinking if you have a Roku.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. You know, there might be a way, and I'd have to do some research for you, but I wonder if there's a way that if you are getting it through Roku and that you could actually be, you know, storing it through Roku instead of just going directly to OANN. But if you pair that subscription into the Roku, I'm wondering if there's a way that you might be able to record it that way if you have the Roku recorder. Now, if that's not the case, then we get into like this whole other solution that gets kind of, it's not cumbersome, but it's not as easy as just saying, I want to record everything on Monday at 10 p.m. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm happy to write this all out. Actually, John, our one of our IT geniuses, was talking to me about this, and you get like a Cloner Alliance Pro box, and you plug it into your Fire TV, and then you attach an external USB hard disk, and then you get a 2 terabyte hard drive. See where I'm going with all this? It's like, whoa,
wow.
That
complicated.
Yeah, but there's a YouTube video that makes it look so easy, right? So you're like, well, maybe I can do this. Let me give a call out to Roku and see if there's a way that you can record this using your Roku box. And then I'll post that link as well as John's steps on how to use this. They call it a Cloner Appliance Pro box. And that may be another option for you. And thank you so much for your call. All right. If you have an iPhone and you have a motorcycle, Apple says that the motorcycle will expose your iPhone to what it calls intense high amplitude vibrations. And it can permanently damage the phone's camera systems, specifically the optical image stabilization that gives your photos those razor-sharp images. Now, the only exception is to use vibration-dampening mounts and only on scooters and mopeds and, of course, motorcycles. So make sure that that spec is listed on your motorcycle when you have a mount. Hey, stay right where you are. We have more coming up, including, can you make money at Bitcoin mining here on the Kim Komando Show? All right, joining us now on the Kim Komando Show is our amazing content queen and our very own crypto gal, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So here's the deal. Okay, we've heard it. You've seen the notes on social and that we get by email. And people say, you know what, how can I make money Bitcoin mining? And you see all the headlines and you think, wow, if they can do it, I can do it too, right?
You'd think so, right? I can say until I'm blue in the face, no, you can't make money mining Bitcoin just on your own. But then, yeah, like you said, there are these headlines that prove me wrong. Business Insider had one about a 19-year-old who was making $887 of Bitcoin in his apartment, his tiny studio apartment, just by himself.
I saw that the other day, and I'm like, well, if that dude can make $800, then why can't I?
What
am I doing?
Me?
Yes.
Exactly. This one from CNBC, I think this is exactly the kind of headline you're talking about. These 14 and 9-year-old siblings earned $160,000 in 7 months mining cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Okay, and then we all feel bad about ourselves. Wow, a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old.
I mean, what were you doing when you were 9? You're playing with your Furby or something, right? I mean, come on.
At best, I was reading a book. I was not doing anything like this. And it sounds really simple. These kids, what is this, a little digital lemonade stand? They're just in their garage pumping out Bitcoin. Good for them. Before we look a little further into their story, let's get on the same page about what Bitcoin mining actually is. Okay, about every 10 minutes, the code underlying Bitcoin generates a math equation. And to mine the Bitcoin, you, really your computer, needs to guess the correct solution to the equation. That is called proof of work. Maybe you've heard that before. The more work you put in, the more rewards or money you get in the end. But here's the thing. The more people are doing this, the more computers guessing, the more difficult the equations get, and the more computing power you need. You hear all these stories about the crazy equipment, all the electricity costs. It's because the difficulty is so high now. Now, years ago, yeah, you could mine Bitcoin just at home on your computer because there wasn't that much competition. And relatively, these equations weren't that difficult to solve. Now, it is a completely different story. You know, we've got companies and people spending millions of dollars on really specialized, expensive equipment trying to make as much money as they can, right?
Okay, and so, like, so you have all these people spending all this money, and then you're sitting there trying to find a graphics card and a computer saying,
yes.
Like, but what about me? I can do this too, right?
Exactly, yes. Well, and that brings us back to our siblings, the 14 and the 9-year-old. They did start small. The 14-year-old did build the computer that they started out on.
That's good.
Yeah, they were just in the garage, interested in this, wanted to do it. But then Dad, a former investment banker, took out a big loan. And these kids have hundreds of graphics cards now at work, mining Bitcoin, Ethereum, other coins. This is not a small operation. Their gear includes 100 NVIDIA RTX 3090 cards. I mentioned that name because this is like the top of the line graphics card right now. They've been sold out since they were released. If you're really lucky, you can find one on eBay for maybe $1,500, probably closer to $2,000.
Okay, so how many of these cards do these kids have?
They've got 100. Okay. No big deal. No big deal.
So it's not like they're just like in the garage, you know.
On some old laptops.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
No, and by the way, at the peak, these graphics cards were like $4,000. Wow. So who knows how much they paid for them each, right? Their operation got pretty big, as you can imagine. Now they rent space in a data center for all this stuff.
God.
The electricity bill alone, about $5,000 a month. And then the kids are at school, right? They can't run all this all the time. And so they pay about $4,000 a month for technicians to make sure everything is working. So if we think about my lemonade stand analogy, this is about as far from that as you can get.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it did start small, but now this is huge. This is a business.
Well, yeah, it is.
And so can you make money mining Bitcoin? Yeah. Yeah, you can make a lot of money. Is it easy or cheap? It is not. Can you use your computer that you have at home? No, very much no. And should you really get into this unless you are interested in putting in a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort, and a lot of knowledge? Again, I'm going to say no. I'm not even going to go into how quickly all this equipment becomes obsolete. The next latest and greatest graphics card will be here very soon. And those 3090s.
Wait, I want, tell me about that. Tell me. So the graphic, what is the lifespan of this graphics card?
Well, the graphics card will still work and you can still use it to mine. But think about it like the more computing power you have, the better your chances of being the one who solves that equation and gets the Bitcoin. And if the guy next to you has a more powerful graphics card and a lot of them,
he's going to go first.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Okay. And so your chances just get lower and lower. So sure, you could keep your old equipment, but you're not going to be able to keep up. And, you know, they cycle these out pretty quickly. And so it's, you know, less than a year and there's something better out there.
So, you know, so it is interesting. So when you go behind the clickbait headline,
yes,
that the 14-year-old and 9-year-old are making close to $200,000 a year mining Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there saying, okay, I look at Ian and go, come on, dude, what have you done for me lately? That it really requires a whole business, as you didn't even cover. I mean, the data center is security, right?
Oh, yeah.
Updates,
mm-hmm.
Keeping everything running. A graphics card's going to die. A computer's going to die. A power supply's going to die. And how do you keep it going at that point? Of course, like you said, they're like at soccer practice.
Yeah. And there were, you know, CNBC, they did have details in about these specifics. But I think a lot of people, like you said, they just read that headline and think, oh, my gosh, can I do that? And then they call the Kim Komando show or go looking online. And that is when you end up in those bad positions where someone says, hey, you could make a bunch of money if you do this.
OK, we don't have a lot of time left. But so if Bitcoin mining is not the way to make money, is there another way to make money?
Well, I would say your best bet is do your own research, figure out, hey, do I think one of these coins, whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, some other coin, do I think this is going to be worth something in the future? Invest a little money in it and then just let it sit there. I would say unless you're really, really into this world, don't think you're going to be doing some master trading and going to make yourself a ton of money.
Yes, I know it. I'm going to do it. I'm here. Or you go on, so many people on YouTube are like, you know, here, buy my guide or for $500, $1,000, and you too can be a Bitcoin miner.
Yes.
That's just not going to happen. I have a joke about Bitcoin, but it just requires so much energy to get to the punchline. Sorry.
Well done.
All right, Allie, thanks for joining us. And just a quick reminder that Allie also talks about crypto on Tech Refresh. That's our weekly fun podcast about all things digital. So if you're not already getting Tech Refresh, wherever you get your podcast, search for Komando with a K and make sure that you subscribe and you follow and you leave great ratings for everything, of course, but especially over at Tech Refresh. Allie, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kim.
And it's always important to have a backup. You might be sitting there going like, you know, but how do I know if my hard drive is in tip-top shape? Well, here's the deal. It's called mean time between failure. Yes, little techno term for you. A hard drive usually lasts between 3 to 5 years. And when it dies, poof, there go all your files. So there are some telltale signs that the hard drive is failing, then you might have some time if you move quickly. When your computer is sluggish and a reboot doesn't fix it, it could be a sign that the hard drive's not in great shape. The same goes if you start getting those annoying corrupted files. Now, be especially aware of any strange noises, any clicks, any buzzes, high-pitched whirls that some people see sounds like a cat's meow. Those are like the older type of hard drives. But you might also hear warning beeps, and don't ignore these sounds. And be sure you have a backup in the cloud. It's not difficult to replace a hard drive, but you don't know what you're doing. Find somebody to do it for you. And this is really important. Be sure that your old hard drive is thoroughly destroyed after you remove it from the hard drive. Now, there are some smart utilities that you can also get to give you an assessment of the hard drive's health. So if you think that something's wrong, head over to whoever makes the hard drive. And, of course, there's always utilities to tell you who that is in your computer, so you don't have to open it up. Head over to their website and start looking for their smart utilities. Coming right back, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. And also, wow, great tip. The downside of looking certain things up on Google here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you're not already getting the Komando newsletters, just a quick reminder once again to head over to komando.com/subscribe and sign up for our breaking news and our security alerts and our tips. And also we have tips whether or not you're on Windows and Android or Apple, whatever it may be. Once again, that address is komando.com/subscribe. And let's see, how about we have Ida in Alexandria, Virginia. Hello there, Ida.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I've been a fan of yours for so many years, I can't even count, but I know it's more than 20.
Oh,
and
you're sweet.
I've gotten so much good information from you. So today is one more chance, I hope.
Okay, good.
My question is, I want to figure out a way to do an automated search on a web browser because I'm trying to find stories about people who are either being caregivers or people who are receiving care and things that might occur that are relevant today. And rather than go in over, you know, and enter the search,
sure.
Is there a way to do it in an automated fashion?
So are you going to write a book? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm trying to help some people who are considering making a video. So,
oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. Good for you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Ida, your trust in me has proven once again to be the right thing.
Okay.
That there's a way that you can type in a certain search phrase, and then on any interval that you decide, whether it's daily, hourly, weekly, whatever it may be, is that you're going to get an email with links to these stories that have been posted within the last 24 hours. And they're called Google Alerts. So if you go to google.com/alerts, you type in your email address and you type in some search phrases. Try to make them pretty specific because otherwise you're just going to be inundated with results. So if you're looking for caregiver cancer, caregiver dementia, caregiver Alzheimer's, whatever it may be, Parkinson's, is that if you start fine-tuning that, then you're not going to be inundated with results. But you can always, after the fact, change those alerts so you're not stuck with
it. Okay.
But so, and then you give your email address, and then anytime that something like that is posted, you're automatically sent an email. And so you don't have to go to a search site. You don't need to do anything anymore. It's just going to be popped up right there. It's actually a really good way for people like in business, they use it to keep track of their competitors. If you have a trademark, this is also a way for you to make sure that people aren't violating your trademark. The same thing with a copyright. And again, they're free. And go to google.com/alerts. Once again, that's google.com/alerts. Ida, thank you so much for your call. Truman in beautiful Mission Viejo, California. Hello there, Truman.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Good to talk to you. And before we get to my question, I do appreciate calling you because I really like all the juggling between you and your staff to keep all this going. It's amazing.
Well, you know what? I've got a great team. I really do. It took me a while to get here, I'll tell you. I mean, we've always had great team members along the way, but this is, I'm telling you, Truman, this is the team where everybody is cohesive. And and this is the team where everybody is like, I get it. And or if I'm, I'll pick up the slack here, or I'll do this. I'm really blessed. I truly am. And it's really an honor to work side by side them every day. And thank you for your kind words. So what's your question?
I have a need for a small girl. She's about third or fourth grade. Her siblings are older. And we're on vacation with them in La Quinta. And I just noticed that on her own, she's really good because she had no other playmates her age, as finding rocks in the den and bringing rocks back. And this was day after day. And I thought, well, I know I grew up with some geologists and know some geologists. And I was looking for an app for her to identify rocks. And I was thinking of maybe Google Lens.
Yeah,
but a rock and a leaf, leaf is pretty easy to identify, but a rock is really tough. And I couldn't find anything that was for a child, more adult geologist.
Well, you know, third grade and tech, they're pretty together. I mean, you know, she's been growing up around this her whole life. And so, and that was a good thought, by the way, for you to use Google Lens. But we're just going to go one step further, is that there's a couple of apps that you can put on your phone. One is called Rock Identifier. And basically, you take a picture of the rock, and then it tries to match it with whatever it finds in its database. The other one is called Minerals Guide app. So it's either Rock Identifier or Minerals Guide. You'll have to see which one works best for you and also for where she's at. But I think you'll be surprised about how a third grader can really just pick up a phone and say, here, let me take a picture of and do this. And that's kind of cool that you're mentoring her along the way. We'll post links to these apps over at commando.com. And that would be inside the community in the Q&A forum. That's commando.com/community and in the Q&A forum. Oh, just one more thing. You mentioned Google Lens. You might also want to try image search too, because that's where you can take a picture of the rock. And sometimes that works a little bit better than that Lens app. Truman, thank you for your kind words and thanks for your call. Coming right back, the downside, speaking of Google, of looking things up there here on the Kim Komando Show. You know, it's pretty strange when you type things into Google. I mean, we have inflations, gas prices, the war in Ukraine, just about everything else. And everybody can't be right, especially when we talk about polarized political topics like masks and the vaccine and Biden, whatever you want to do. With instant search results, anyone can look up anything. But research from the University of Texas at Austin shows that it's easy to grasp one single point. And it's just not possible to remember every single thing that you look up. So we gravitate to some small fact that we believe, and then we need to, then we also think we have more know-how than we do. So this has nothing to do with fake news or the Russians or anything like that. Just remember that no one can be an expert at everything. And sometimes you can be wrong just because of a simple internet search. Hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Don't forget the show never ends at our website. That's komando.com.